Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Kyle?
Yeah, this is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you regarding the cancel request. How are you today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I know you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
So they called yesterday to set up an email and Facebook thing or a website and the Google thing, and like I had a business before and I never had to take a picture of my license plate for Google to and I was told, oh, you're gonna be, before I signed up they said, oh, we got one spot, this, that, and you sign up today, you're gonna be on the first page of Google top listing, all this shit. And then, now I gotta send all these pictures in and do this and do that. And then they're like, oh, well, you're not gonna be on the top page. It takes several months. And I mean, I was lied to right there. And then, I never had to send all these pictures in and do this and do that to get a Google listing. And then on top of that, then, they said about Facebook, well, I gotta do all the work to get Facebook. The whole key was to hire you guys so I could focus on my company and my jobs and working, not sitting here trying to set up all this shit. So it's a little frustrating.
Okay, I understand exactly where you're coming from, and thank you so much, Kyle, for explaining all of that to me. Because when a position becomes available within our company, we do have a team of technicians. There's about 40 of them that call out and fill that position the same day. So it absolutely is an exclusive listing. However, nobody can publish a business on the first page of Google instantaneously. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. Right. So with that being said, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, we do disclose that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. So, obviously you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month because we do start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Okay, so yeah, I understand where you're coming from there. One thing I want to let you know, if you had a business in the past, what Google had been doing, and we're premier partners to Google, so we've been affiliated with them and our company's been in business for 19 years. But over the 19 years as a corporation, every time we would verify a business on Google, they would just send out the 5-digit PIN code in the mail. The client would get it back to us and Google would publish them. In May of last year, Google tightened down their guidelines, and now in order to get a business on the first page, Google wants to verify that that's a valid business in the area. So if you got that email that says action needed pictures for Google verification, that's actually a very good thing that you got that email because Google behind the scenes is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a business in the area. And that's why they ask you to show them if you have a business license. If you don't, then that's okay, a business registration. If you don't, then that's okay, a picture of your work vehicle with a Delaware license plate, so on and so forth. So they're just trying to solidify that you're a valid business in the area to kind of, protect you. Okay? Now, we do all of the work for you, but also in the voice verification, we have you agreeing to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, and that's for this exact reason. If Google requires something from you, then our hands are tied. We can't publish the listing unless you get that data over. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if
So like my vehicle. My vehicle, like I got my company logos on it, but my vehicle is registered in Florida because we have a house in Florida. So,
oh, that might be a hit. Okay, give me a second. Let me ask the verification department if there's a way to get around that.
I have my company signs and everything on there. But, you know, I got my business insurance and, you know, for the company here and all that kind
of
stuff. You know, but, you know,
I'm going to ask the verification department right now because I have a chat that I could ask them, and they'll probably respond within a minute or two. So I'll put client is on the phone. And for video verification, and as you know, that's just a little video that you take and you upload it to Google. It's not like a live Zoom call or anything, like a live video with Google. It's just a little uploaded one. For video verification, client has a work vehicle with signage of his Delaware business, but the vehicle is licensed in Florida.
Yeah, my wife is a travel nurse, so.
Oh, wow. What a dream job. My daughter wants to be a travel nurse, but she doesn't know if she wants to go back to school and complete it, you know, because she's halfway there, you know. But that's a dream job. Good for your wife. So I'll put due to them having another property in Florida. So do you have anything else on that list in case that wouldn't work?
Yeah, I mean, I got my business insurance, you know, I got, you know, my EIN tax information, you know, registered here. I got my business license. I mean, I got everything. So.
Okay, so license, insurance, EIN. EIN, all registered.
I got invoices for customers that they wanted to see.
Oh, you have plenty of documentation. You know what I always tell people, Kyle, is on that list, I think there's 7 suggestions, and one of them is the work vehicle with the license plate, but you don't have to send all 7. I would think that if you send in the business license, the insurance, the EIN, your invoices, I don't even think they're going to want the picture of the work vehicle because you have plenty of documentation to show that you're a valid business in the area. That's just kind of like an alternate method. If somebody didn't have all of that other documentation, we would say, hey, at least send Google the picture of the work vehicle with the license plate. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it says do I send it to you guys and you guys submit it? Because I tried to get on Google, like, when it did it, like, I tried to get on there. And, like, for some reason, I can't get on there. Like, I don't know the password. And it's, like, rerouting me. And then it just, I keep going to 100 different places. Like, so I can't, like, so do I just send it to you guys?
When you say you can't get on there, you created a Google Business profile in the past and then now you don't know what the login is, or is it when you log in? Oh, okay. But it looks like that was never verified, right? Because I don't see that it was ever published or anything.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put, James is asking me, client started a Google Business page but cannot get on due to forgetting the email and password. I'll just ask him if we can create a new one. If not, okay, I'm going to have him decide on that. But to answer your question, in the meantime, that form that we sent you that says action needed pictures for Google verification, you would upload the data on that Google form. And then when the time comes that Google wants to prove that you're a valid business, then we submit it to them. So that Google form that is on that email, that comes to us. And then we do all the correspondence with Google behind the scenes. So if there's anything else, you know, needed, we would, you know, communicate that with you. But that's just a very important part of the process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me just see here.
And actually, okay, never mind.
Okay. If for some miracle you're playing around with your Google business page and you happen to get on it, I can send you an email that will help you add us as a manager to the page so that we can take over all the programming on it. That way you don't have to do anything else, you know, once it gets verified. But I don't know if you're going to be able to do it, you know? So let me ask James again, can we create a new Google business page if client can't get on to the one he started? Yeah, typically if someone starts a Google business page, Kyle, we don't create another one because that's a duplicate profile and sometimes that hurts the rankings. But since that one you started isn't even published yet or anything, I would think that it would be fine. So, so if you could at least...
For a completely different, that was for an old business, like couple of years
ago. Oh, okay, then never mind. We need to create a new one then, right?
Yeah.
We need to create page, Google business page. Client just told me the other one was for a different business. And it's old, right? It's old. Okay, so we'll get that ball rolling. We'll get that Google business page promoted, created today. And one thing I can do to help you out on the back end, Kyle, since you kind of thought that, you know, someone was going to flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously, it doesn't work like that, but I do know that you'll see results, you know, fairly quickly once you get that information over to us. So what I'll do is I'll push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business long term. With that extra 2 weeks on the back end, it's going to give you that full 45-day time frame, right? And you're going to be paid in full all the way until August 22nd. So keep in mind.
What about the whole Facebook thing? Like, they want me to go on there and do something like...
Right. The only reason they want you to create it as opposed to us creating it is if you read that email, it says when you go into Facebook, you might already be logged on. So if you create a business page while you're logged on to your personal page, the Facebook will link them together. And then anytime you get messages from people from Facebook that's looking through for your services, it will still come to you because it's linked together with the personal page. So you don't have to go on there and put pictures or a logo or do anything fancy with it. All they want you to do is just go on there and click a couple of buttons and create the page. And then once it's created, we go in there and we put in all the pictures and the content and start running the ads for you. So you don't have to do any of that legwork to, you know, make it look nice or anything. They just want you to create it. That way it's linked together so that when people are looking for your services, you can get the messages, right? Because if we create one, sometimes it looks like a different business, and maybe Facebook doesn't know that it's associated with Kyle Fortney, and then all of a sudden when people write messages, you know, it comes to us and then we have to forward it. So if you create it, it's just a seamless process where all the messages will automatically come to you because the business page is linked together with your personal page, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So if you like, if you like what I could do, Kyle, since you say that you're not computer savvy, I think the email's kind of self-explanatory. I think that you would figure it out no problem. But if you want me to, I can have someone from the Facebook department jump on the phone right now and kind of help you with it. Or if you're trying to do it now, have them call you back.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it, and then I'll give it a try, and then I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay, do me a favor. I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any problems whatsoever later, you could always reply to my text and just say, hey, Tina, please set up for someone from the Facebook department to call me, and then I'll send that message over to them, and they'll call you back within one business day. But like I said, I think you're going to be able to get in there no problem, okay?
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And I did already put that extra time on the back end, so I know that you'll absolutely love this. Have a very profitable, you know, run with the program, Kyle, and then I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. Okay, bye-bye.